On Wednesdays at this time, we focus on the workplace, and today we have another installment of Take Two, our series on people reinventing themselves through their work. NPR's Ketzel Levine traveled to Denver to meet a clinical psychologist whose career change was a response to a family tragedy.
Helen Hand stuffs us into a rickety elevator with an old-fashioned iron gate.
Should we step up?
This 1913 three-story red brick building is the home of Colorado Free University. It was started by Helen Hand's older brother in 1987 and has always been a family affair.
My mother actually worked for him initially, and he had to fire her at one point.
And I noticed that your daughter is working for you.
Yes. So far, so good. So our classrooms are just all in.
On our tour of the building, Helen Hand describes the Homespun University's classrooms and concept, an approach to education where students make their own decisions about what they want and need to learn. This is a for-profit, but not for-credit house of learning. Teachers are more likely to be experienced than degreed.
And this is my office that used to be John's office.
A corner space alive with bright light, street sounds, and bittersweet views. Prominent on all the walls are photographs honoring her older brother, John, who died just over a year ago at the age of 54. His death was a shock.
My brother was murdered, and it blew a hole in my life and in my psyche.
John Hand was stabbed repeatedly by a female assailant. She was arrested the following evening after fatally wounding a Denver taxi driver. She is now in a state hospital awaiting determination of her competency to stand trial. Within a month of her brother's death, Helen Hand returned to work as a psychologist. She'd had a thriving clinical practice for almost 25 years. Among her strengths, she says, her willingness to allow her clients' feelings to reverberate within herself.
After my brother's death, that capacity to go there and stay in those emotional places was less than it had been and less than it needed to be in order to really do what I needed to do for my clients.
Also grieving was the staff of Colorado Free University. Its founder, John Hand, was an engaging frontman and a bullying risk-taker and an administrator who inspired and cajoled. The immediate burden of holding things together fell to his vice president, Cecile DiGelinardo, who turned to John Hand's sister, Helen, for support.
It was like talking to John because they are so much alike, and not in a weird, freaky kind of way, but it just occurred to me that she really got it. And I just said, Helen, why don't you be our president, our new president? And she kind of thought about it for a minute.
And my first reaction was, yeah, I can't do that. I wouldn't begin to know how to do that. But I sat with it for a while, and something just sort of clicked. And I said, yeah, that's what I want to do.
By the summer of 2004, 3 months after her brother's death, Helen Hand began to phase out her private practice and took over as president of Colorado Free University.
I think some people were a little bit worried that, oh my gosh, is this sort of a morbid thing that she's doing? Is she trying to stay connected with her brother in some kind of strange way? But being able to be around people who knew him, where if I broke into tears, they were sad too, so that didn't matter. That initially was just a wonderful relief.
As was the discovery that her seemingly drastic career change wasn't all that far-fetched. Both therapy and education, she found, were about opening up possibilities, about taking people from a place of pain or deficit to one of understanding and, ideally, delight. Perhaps her greatest challenge in changing careers has been believing, at age 53, that she can actually do it, manage a staff, a budget, a building, and the nuts and bolts of getting things done.
A lot of assertiveness skills that I have to bring to this situation that weren't as necessary as a psychologist.
And do you have them?
It's very much a matter of bluffing, and then it turns out that it works.
Helen Hand doesn't giggle easily. As well as the job is going, it is a vocation born of loss and one that invites introspection.
I don't know what my beliefs are in terms of spiritual things. I'm open-minded at this point, but in an uncanny way, I feel that he made this possible for me so that I could have something that would nourish me in his absence.
She is at times bereft and at times incredulous as she follows in her brother's footsteps and makes his job her own. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
You can find other Take Two stories at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.